I used to feel so guilty handing over the tablet just to get things done.
We all do. But honestly, I switched to Lingo Kids. The guilt is gone and the kids are obsessed.
Really? Do they actually like it?
Oh, they love it. It's all games, music, lessons, and stories. They think they're just playing, but I know they're safe from weird ads and junk.
Mom, look! I'm flying into space!
See? They're happy. I'm happy.
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hi, Kurt. Welcome to another Party Line podcast, but we've got a good one. What do you want to cover today?
Well, first, my wife told me to say this, so I'm going to say it to show that I do listen, okay? Like, subscribe, give us 5 stars on the
review,
podcast
yeah.
places, write some nice comments about us, more me than you. No, I'm just kidding. We just need our party animals to show up for us. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
So I've said the thing. I'm a good husband, and I listen, damn it. So the California debate, the first debate since Eric Swalwell, fall from grace, we'll call it politely, left. And so all the candidates were on the stage. And you know, I thought it was actually pretty interesting to see all of them together. Just to give a snapshot of at least what our prediction market friends think at Kalshi. After the debate, we saw Tom Steyer still number one. He only lost a point or two. Becerra actually lost some ground. He lost 6 points in the markets. The biggest person who had the biggest leap was the San Jose mayor, Matt Mahan. And Steve Helton held steady. Katie Porter held steady. Chad Bianco lost a point. And so my question to you is, we have a huge field. Republicans, I think, have an opportunity here to really... disrupt some things for the first time in California in a while. If I were Chad Bianco, I'd be getting out of this thing and getting behind Steve Hilton, because I think he actually had a pretty solid performance. What did you take away?
Yeah, I think that Steve Hilton, I think, is the clear front runner on the Republican side and likely overall in this race at this point, just given the divisions across the Democrat Party, even as you see the jockeying and moving post-Swalwell here. One thing that really struck me last night was Steve Hilton's answer when he was questioned about the endorsement from President Trump and the support of President Trump, whether or not that would hurt him in the general election. And I got to tell you, I think it was probably one of the best answers I've heard in a debate. He started with, one of the proudest days of my life was the day I became an American citizen in San Francisco. And I to have the support as an immigrant who chose to come to this country of the president of the United States, there's really nothing bigger or something that's, better than that. And when it comes to delivering for California, he took that deeply personal front tone, which really kind of diffuses the rest of the argument, because he's like, I'm an immigrant and you're telling me the president of the country I chose to become a citizen of is supportive of me? Wow. Really, it is all achievable here in the United States. And then he goes on to talk about how when it comes to the environment and the economy and the opportunity that California can provide its citizens, wouldn't it be better served to have a leader who can work with the president to make sure that California is protected and the California lifestyle is protected, right? Like, he just took a very tough question that a lot of candidates would trip over and fall over themselves on. And instead, he kept it super steady and smooth, really diffused it and brought it back home to the state. I think, honestly, one of the best answers I truly have heard in a debate.
Yeah, I think that there's probably the first time that a lot of people who hadn't been paying too close attention, particularly on the Republican side, because all the drama's been on the Democrat side, heard that Steve Hilton's actually an immigrant. I mean, you hear the name Steve Hilton, you don't think immigrant,
Well, if you've ever heard Steve Hilton talk, he has quite the heavy accent that's clearly not from California.
So I think that I agree. That is an incredibly skillful answer that does tell his story, which, again, I think in debates, and we've prepped candidates through and through on both sides of the aisle for these things. And it's like, the whole goal of this is to try to, communicate to the audience and to the voters, something personal about yourself that they can connect to, that they can see beyond R or D, especially if you're a Republican in California. Like, the only way you're going to have a, you know, snowball's chance of hell of even being competitive is if you convince people who wouldn't normally want to even think or entertain voting for a Republican to vote for you. The only way to do that is to have them see past your party affiliation and try to find commonality in your story. So I thought that was one of the most skillful answers I've actually ever seen in a debate, period.
Yeah, really great answer. And I think that when it comes to kind of the political reckoning in California right now and in Sacramento, a lot of it is based on, one, the ego, right? That's why you have so many people in that Democrat primary. Everybody feels that they should be able to run and that they are the right person. That's the beautiful part of elections here. But also, after the Pacific Palisades fires and the devastation we really saw with wildfires in California throughout the years, but definitely last year, in January of last year, you know, that's a political forever, January 2025 to November 2026. It's a long time by any measure, but you can see where that political reckoning is still under churning right now. People are upset in California, and definitely in LA County. There is an opportunity to build that coalition you really need to have a Republican governor in the state of California. And it's a direct rebuke of the extreme leftist policies that Gavin Newsom has put forward to even see Steve Hilton this far, you know, this far into the race, still showing a commanding lead. There's a real opportunity in California right now. And with Spencer Pratt in L.A. Him, like, you don't laugh at it. Like, I mean, I get the joke of it, but like, he's like a serious candidate and he knows his points. And he's a guy who, the fame, the infamy aside, he loves LA, he loves California, and he's mad at what has happened. I think you're going to see that from a number of voters, and it's still real for them, even this long time later.
Yeah, running angry. Well, yeah, I mean, that's worked in the past for some people. So I never discount that. You know, real quick, because we talked about this on Monday's episode, you know, the redistricting wars have played out in Virginia. The redistricting measure passed. There's chatter that maybe Governor Ron DeSantis is going to consider doing something similar in Florida. Some Republicans have what I would call politely buyer's remorse about this whole redistricting war being initiated in the first place. You know, now that we're through it, what do you think? Where are we at with this? And should Republicans consider pursuing this?
Are you a parent who feels guilty about screen time?
No.
Well, no, not you, sweetheart. But your mommy and daddy do.
Why?
Because too many apps are filled with AI garbage, inappropriate videos, and random content.
Like a dancing potato!
Or worse. That's what parents worry about. We're Lingo Kids, and we're here to help parents out. Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids because kids love it and parents can trust it. They want something safe
and fun.
Yes, fun, but also something that actually teaches you.
Big words like FOMOsynthesis. FOMOsynthesis. FOMOsynthesis.
Yeah, close enough. And they want fun songs, videos, and interactive games that help you grow, not turn you into
a zombie that bites other zombies, and then the zombies take over the world, and then fly to space and live on the moon, and fly in rocket ships on planets with loads of candy.
Yep.
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Well, I think that overall, and you and I have said this before, I don't think we should have ever done this. I don't think that midstream redistricting, mid-decade redistricting is anything other than a partisan power play. And I don't know why we would even talk about doing it in Florida, if I'm completely honest, because they've gone through a lot of court battles in that state to make sure those lines were correct for this. And the infrastructure that the Florida GOP and Governor DeSantis have built in that state, they have surged registrations for the Republican Party. You have seen massive shifts in party affiliation and engagement in Florida. I don't see the need when you have such a strong infrastructure and a state that is clearly so red to try and do that, because I don't believe in this kind of game at all anyways. And at the end of this, all of this hubbub, all of this noise and nonsense about redistricting, mid decade will likely end up, for everybody, one or two seats difference. Like, we are playing such a dangerous game for effectively almost nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's when you think about the amount of money particularly spent on this, and for at the end of the day, it's again, likely a wash at best, you know, maybe one or two seats in one direction or the other. It's like, is it really worth all of that? That you know, that could have been time spent on almost anything that would have been more productive. So I think it's just a colossal waste of time, colossal waste of money and attention. And like I've said too, this is one of those areas actually where I think you and I are in agreement. You know, we have
Virginia,
a though,
for a Virginia, I think, can show you though that it is possible to beat it back if you have the resources, right? There wasn't as much money spent here, but the performance on that was something,
I mean, it was like 3 points or something. So I mean, it wasn't like California, which was, you know, California was like a landslide, unsurprisingly.
Well, yeah, they didn't put any money up in California.
Virginia, though, was actually like, it could have gone the other way. They could have.
It really could have. Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay.
Now you had
a tidbit for today.
You had a story that I thought was, I'll be very, I had no idea about, which is alarming since it's kind of our job to stay on top of stuff. So, tell us, Aaron, what's going on in New Jersey?
Yes. So Representative Tom Keene Jr. hasn't voted in the House since early March. And just now, today, yesterday, April 22nd, people were kind of figuring out that Tom Keene Jr., representative in a competitive district in New Jersey, has not been seen in the House and nobody knows where he is. He's gone radio silent on fellow members. And I am just shocked that a member has been not there for a month and a half. Now, his office has said that he's out for, you know, an unspecified medical issue, whatever that may mean. But he's been gone for a month and a half. And all of a sudden, people are like, have you seen Tom? Where's Tom? I called him and he didn't call. Like, where's Tom? It's like, we need to put this man on a milk carton now. How do you, disappear for a month
have
and a half?
Have you seen this man?
Like, huh. Yeah, like... Huh. And all joking aside, I do hope he is okay. I do hope that, like, whatever the medical issue is that he's getting the care he needs. But, like, you got to tell the people if you're going offline for, like, a month and a half.
Well, if he's not okay, I mean, that's also information that needs to be communicated to somebody, and especially, again, we have the narrowest margins we've ever had. In the House of Representatives right now. We are in the middle of a government shutdown where a partial government shutdown where one vote actually does really matter.
Mm-hmm.
Given that, to not notice that one of your guys hasn't been voting since early March is kind of, I mean, someone call, that's what the whip's job is or the leader or somebody. I mean, that's really bizarre. I've never heard of this type of scenario before.
Me either. It is wild. When I saw this yesterday, I was like, wait, how did nobody notice? And like, it does make me a little sad. Like, if I went missing for a month and a half, I hope people would notice. I hope people would notice before a week, before a month and a half that
Connor
I was gone.
And I would be scouring the unit. We'd be like, we haven't seen Aaron in your dogs would notice first. Let's be
honest.
What
happened to Aaron?
Your puppies would be like, where's mom? What is happening?
I just
Connor
don't know
would
how
be you... found in a corner, unkept, unfed, in a ball.
Unfed. He's the one who feeds me. I had to make dinner for myself last night. We're lucky I'm here. I could have starved.
I'm surprised
to death.
The house is still standing, actually.
I know. I didn't burn it down, and I made myself something to eat. So it's a good
win. Does raise the question, like, how long is too long to not notice someone is missing?
Right? Like, it's 72 hours. Isn't it like 48 hours, 72 hours before you have to like tell the police someone's missing or like you can file a report, right?
Right.
Something like that.
I think in Congress, I give it like a week because like, okay, you might miss a vote. It might be a recess.
Two, right. Like back. Give it two, right? Like a recess, a vacation, like
spring
something
break,
can happen.
Easter was going on.
Yeah. I could see like 2 weeks, like nobody sees you around
but, like,
the Capitol.
Once you get past a month.
I know.
And that's also.
What his staffers do? His staffers are like, well, they got like a board up behind them that's like, it's been 10 days and no one has noticed.
That's the thing. When it comes to the staff, it's like, okay, you should be hearing from your, as we all know, all of us who have worked for members of Congress know, like, you would notice if you stopped hearing from your boss for more than like a day, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like, that's where If you're
so
the
maybe
chief
he
of staff,
is working, right? Like, we don't know, but he hasn't responded to the other members who have reached out to him.
If he is doing something, like, these news stories shouldn't be happening then. Or there should be a line from the chief of staff, like, he's been very active. He's been at this event in the district. He just missed this vote. And I mean, there would be a rational explanation. We would not be having this conversation if staff had a handle on it.
We need America's Most Wanted to come into the Capitol with TMZ. Let's find a member.
TMZ. This is the perfect TMZ story.
You got to send somebody out to Jersey to go find the guy.
Like, knock on his door, go to his congressional district office.
All joking aside, I do hope he is okay. I do hope that this is something that is, whatever is going on, that he is okay. That is ultimately the most important part of this. But it is just wild that in 2026, a member is gone and everybody's just kind of like, where'd he go?
Where'd he go? Has Tom responded to your text lately? I haven't heard back from him.
Yeah, like, have you heard from Tom? I haven't heard from Tom. We should be worried. And, like, his own, like, people in his own state were like, huh.
He wasn't missed. They didn't notice.
Well, they did notice eventually. They did eventually.
Oh, my gosh. Wild. Okay, well, I'm going to be curious to see where this ends up. I don't know. This is a short, again, for our listeners, a shorter version. I'm about to head to the airport to head to D.C., as it's Nerd Prom week. I'm actually, full disclosure, I'm bopping in just for like tonight and tomorrow, and then I'm going to skip town on Saturday, head down to Georgia to go see the Jason Aldean Luke Bryan Stadium concert
at
Sanford Stadium.
Oh, wow. Well, that will be fun. I mean, I used to really love White House Correspondents Dinner weekend when I worked for President Trump or like on presidential campaigns. Mm-hmm. Because it meant the press corps wasn't going to bother me for an entire weekend. And I was like, hey, weekend off. Talk to you guys later. You're all going to be too drunk to blow up my weekend. Hey. Yeah, that's real staffer life right there.
It really is. Okay, well, I'm sorry that you won't be partying it out. I'll do plenty of partying for the both of us tonight and tomorrow.
Thank you. Carry the mantle. Carry the torch.
And maybe I'll run into you at some point here before you skip town too.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, we're going to hang out tonight. Party animals.
Party animals. We're getting together. But you're not.
I'll see you. I'll see you later. Hopefully, all is well in flight travel land. If not, I blame Sean Duffy and his reality TV distractions.
Right. All right. Rate, review, subscribe. Come back next week. We'll be here.
Hopefully.
Party on.
Are you a parent who feels guilty about screen time?
No.
No, not you, sweetheart. But your mommy and daddy do. Because too many apps are filled with AI garbage, inappropriate videos, and random content.
Like a dancing potato!
Or worse. That's what parents worry about. We're Lingo Kids, the number one entertainment platform for young kids. Because kids love it, and parents can trust it. They want songs, videos, and interactive games that are safe.
And fun.
And fun.
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.